Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, folks. 12 after the hour. Welcome back to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Susan Solovic is here. Susan is someone I've known for a long time, but this is her first time on the show. She's an award-winning small business expert, author of a number of books, television host, radio host on the topic, and now she's our newest member of our Brain Trust. Susan Solovic, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here with you.
It's good to have you here after all these years, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You're right. We go a long way back.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things on your mind, I know, is mission statements. You've been writing about that lately. Small businesses know that big businesses have mission statements. But most small business owners typically don't think they need one. What do you think about that?
Right. You know, and that's one of the biggest problems with small businesses and why they often stay small is because they get started and they're so busy doing what they do every single day, they don't have time to lift their head up and to see the direction they want to go and to get that big picture. So interestingly enough, Jim, I just had lunch yesterday with two young men. They're doing an internship down here in Florida, and they're both in college, but they're working on their business plan. They have a great idea for a product, and I sat there with them, and, you know, I kept saying to them, okay, what's your end picture? What's your exit strategy? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go with this? And they kept getting back down in the weeds, and I said, You know, you've got to really look up and say, this is what I want to build. This is what I want it to become. And, you know, it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. It's easier to say where you might be 2 or 3 months from now than it is, you know, 10 years from now.
Well, so, there actually is danger both ways, isn't there? You probably also met people who only focused on where they're going and wouldn't deal with the blocking and tackling in front of them, the fundamentals they had to deal with. You've got to have a balance, don't you?
Well, that's a great point. You know, I think there are some people who have this big picture idea of what they want to do, but they don't really understand the building blocks that they need to go through to get there. Mm-hmm. So they want to just jump from, you know, point A to point B, you know.
Right.
And you still have to go through all those growing pains, and it's a lot of work. It's not easy. It's a lot of heavy lifting. If you wanted to take an easy route, nobody would ever go into business for themselves because, as you know, Jim, you work harder and longer than you've ever worked in your entire life and for very little financial reward in the early days.
It's the most fun you'll ever have working harder than you've ever worked anywhere else.
That's right. It's your baby. You know, you're proud of it. And, you know, I think that, when things go right, you can pat yourself on the back. And when things go wrong, hey, you got nobody else to blame but yourself.
So right, exactly.
You got to be accountable. Right.
So this mission statement, give us an idea how to start.
Well, I think the first time thing is you just really want to sit down and, you know, I call it dreaming maybe, but not, you know, not with your head in the clouds, but what is it that you really want to build? Do you want to build just a lifestyle business, which means just an income stream for yourself? Okay, fine. Nothing wrong with it. But, you know, do you want to build a business that you can scale, that's sustainable, and maybe at the end of the road, you know, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, you have something that has value that you can sell, you know, and then go live your life or maybe start another business, whatever. So you really need to sit down and think about where is it that I want this to go. And then when you do that, you write it out, you know, it's your vision, and then you start going backwards. You know, what are the steps I'm going to have to take in order to get there? Who are the people I'm going to need to help me get there? What kind of funding am I going to need down the road?
That's it right there. The reason you've hit on the one of the great reasons why what Susan's telling you to do, folks, is important because, like you said, if you're going to create a Main Street small business that you plan on just operating and not getting, you know, not scaling, not moving to the next state or going public or anything
right.
like that, those are different capitalization strategies than if you're going to scale or franchise or whatever, aren't they?
And so right, exactly.
This statement will inform you about which direction to go in many ways.
That's right, and even your legal structure, you know, what kind of legal yep. structure do you want? If you're going to try to raise venture capital, you know you're going to take a different approach than if you're just going to stay that small Main Street business. And actually, one of my great, I called him my rock star when I was younger, but Michael Gerber, who was the first, like,
yep.
entrepreneurial expert and wrote the E-Myth
right.
Theory, he always said, a business without a dream is like a life without a purpose. And I always remembered that. So, you know, if you... Like I said, it's just fine if you want to just create an income stream for yourself, but that's really not building a business, and you've really got to have that mission, that purpose, and that's the heart of the soul of your company.
Well, and you can have a Main Street business that's where you're creating a job for yourself and maybe family
right.
members, and maybe others. You can have that and have the dream, have the purpose, because you know that those two aren't mutually exclusive. I mean, it's but again. How you think about where you want to be in 5 years will inform
right.
will inform you of the steps that you need to take, won't they?
That's right, exactly. Because, you know, when you're, as I said earlier, you know, if you're down in the weeds and you're just so busy doing everything that you have to do every day, which, you know, I say when you're on your own, you're running your own business, you collect the cash and you take out the trash, you know, you're wearing every hat in that business, and you really don't have the luxury of looking up and seeing where the business could go. So
well,
by starting out and doing this dreaming, writing this mission statement, it keeps you focused on that end goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you have, if someone says, I want to start a restaurant, for example, which you and I would both probably try to talk them out of, but if they wanted
right,
to start,
exactly.
they want to start a restaurant, we would say, okay, where do you see that restaurant being in 5 years? And the person says, Well, I want to be the best Italian restaurant in town, and that's my
right.
goal. Okay, fine. Then let's go get you a bank loan. And then they say, well, wait a minute. Don't I want investors? Well, actually,
yeah.
no. Right?
Right.
So, 'cause, or,
right.
or if they say, I want to create a restaurant and build a franchise out of it, now maybe you need investors instead of a bank.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's a good point, because if you're going to, you know, build a franchise organization, you know, in order to be franchisable, you really need to show that you have, you know, yeah. already have multiple locations, that it mm-hmm. can be easily replicated, that there's a good business model, and it can be consistently delivered. And
yep.
so that's very different than running the best Italian restaurant in town, because you can change the menu whenever you want, you know, whatever.
Susan, I need your website quickly,
yes.
please.
Sure. It's just SusanSolovic.com. So it's last name, S-O-L-O, V as in victory, I-C,
SusanSolovic.com. Check it out. Can they find out about your books there?
Absolutely.
Check it all out there at SusanSolovic.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.